Amen. Verse 1, or not verse 1, but verse 9. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. You can always set up, perk up, and take notice when it says that. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. That means LL didn't have anything to do with it, even Zechariah. All he could do was write it down. He said, thus saith the Lord of hosts. Listen to this positive statement this morning. He said, let your hands be strong. Amen. How in the world can I do it? Amen. Praise God. Let your hands be strong. I talk for a little while on be strong. Let your hands be strong. Ye that hear in these days. What days? Well, what day are we living in? These days. Amen. The Word of God is all encompassing in its panoply. It reaches right down to our day, our time, these days. Well, if it doesn't, what she used to have a Bible. I know we need to rightly divide the word of truth. We need to rightly apply the prophecy. But neither is God a respecter of persons. Amen. What he's done for others, he will do for you. Huh? Hey, don't hide behind that old excuse. Well, that was for them back there. That's not for our day. There's a lot of folks in religious circles today that excuse themselves, and may I add their spiritual lack, because, see, that wasn't for our day. Amen. Well, if it wasn't, you pray tell me what part is. Amen. He said, let your hands be strong. Ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid. How many believe we need a good foundation in the house of the Lord? Amen. That the temple might be built. For before these days, there was no hire for man. Fell on hard times. Couldn't get a job. Depression everywhere. Why? Because it neglected the house of God. Amen. Neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in because of affliction. Why had all this misery and affliction came upon them? Because they neglected the house of God. If you want to gain God's favor, praise God, love his house. You want to get on the good side of God, love his church. Praise God. Amen. For I said, all men, everyone against his neighbor. Amen. You dilly-dally around, drag around, amen, half-heartedly do the work of the Lord, and the first thing you know, you'll be fussing and fighting with everybody that comes along. Can't agree with nobody about anything. Fall out for the most insignificant reason. But when that anointing comes, praise God, when we put God first, when we put his house first, praise God. Now, I will not be unto thee the residue of this people as in the former days. That's the ones that's left. After you get done fussing and fighting, sometimes there's not very many left. But if they finally decide to serve God, hallelujah, God's going to bless them. Amen. Saith the Lord of hosts. You always need to watch when he says that. For the seed shall be prosperous. How many it lacks for the seed to be prosperous? Say amen. Amen. The vine shall give her fruit. How many like that, huh? You like for the vine to give her fruit? Amen. You say, my vine is Kroger's. Amen. My vine is Aldi's. Amen. But I want to tell you something. There's a bunch of places in this world that there ain't no Kroger's and no Aldi's and no Vine. No help. Amen. That land there in Ethiopia, in the Sahel region, in the southern part of the Sahara Desert, is once again in depression. Once again, they are starving to death. Amen. They are sending some few million in relief to them, but it's almost like spitting in the ocean. The need is so great in that land. Again, I mean, they just got over the worst depression the world's ever known just a few years back, and now it's on again. They're starving to death again. They're refugees and nowhere to go. Amen. What's wrong with Ethiopia? They need God. They need the true God instead of Allah. They need Jesus instead of Islam. Come on. Amen. Now they're mad at the world because the relief that they're sending them is not near enough to scratch the surface. Amen. What's wrong? They ain't got no Vine. They haven't got any Kroger's or any money to buy it with. If they had one, it'd be dangerous to set a Kroger supermarket on any corner in that country right now. They'd overrun it overnight. Those starving multitudes would clean it out in one day's time. Amen. It's bad. Amen. Listen. The ground shall give her increase. That's what's wrong. In Ethiopia, the ground is not giving her increase, and they don't have nothing to eat because the farmers can't raise their crops. And the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of the people to possess all these things. It shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the heathen. Now God is getting ready to turn a curse into a blessing. Oh, house of Judah, oh, house of Israel, for our spiritual application today, oh, church of the living God, professedly. Amen. So will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not. Amen. But let your hands be strong. Praise God. I mean, you want positive preaching? Here it is. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. Well, I'd just like you to tell me what I'm supposed to do, preacher. Am I supposed to just kind of blow myself up like the Incredible Hulk and swell up my muscle and let my hands be strong? Amen. And all of a sudden, I never saw him, but I've heard about him. Amen. You didn't think I knew that, did you? What are we supposed to do? Amen. Just act like, put on the dog. Amen. Play the hip. No! Amen. Let your hands be strong always means to be strong in God. Amen. Two times it says, fear not. 13th verse it said, fear not. 15th verse said, fear ye not. Now that's positive preaching, isn't it? Amen. Fear ye not. Well, Brother Collins, how in the world am I supposed to fear not when I'm scared to death? Amen. A little girl sent up prayer requests to the pastor, said, dear pastor, pray for all the airline pilots. I'm getting ready to make a flight to California. Amen. Laura, age 10. Amen. She was afraid to fly, so she wanted the folks to pray for all the airline pilots. Amen. But after you fly a few times, You lose that fear of flying. Or some folks does. Amen. Brother Wilkerson never did lose his fear of flying. He always got sick on every flight. Amen. And he never did lose it. But it looks like after you've flown a while, you would get rid of your fear and trade it in for a fear not. He said, let your hands be strong and fear not. Now, of course, this is not by accident, Chuck. Amen. You got to do something yourself. You got to meet some conditions, praise God. No promise of God is unconditional. Here's the conditional. They went back to the house of God and began to build and beautify the house of the Lord. Amen. There's a curse comes when we don't do that. The Bible said, cursed be he which doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully. In the margin in your Bible, amen, it has another rendering said, with negligence. That's the person that says, I'm doing the work of the Lord just for going and sitting there a few times a week or one time a week. Amen. You got to do more than that. You can put on a good front and look like you're doing it, but you got to do more than that. You got to get with the program. Lay a foundation in the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. God's house has finally come first in their life. If you're going to be blessed, God's house is going to have to come first. Well, they have done that. Amen. He said the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid that the temple might be built. Now they're going to be blessed. Praise God. The curse is lifted. Just like the sun coming up in the morning. Like the clouds have passed away. I see the light of day. The sun is shining through, dispelling gloom with hallelujah. I know that this is real, for in my heart I feel that the Lord has heard my humble prayer. You begin to pray, things begin to change. Praise God. Great things begin to happen. Cursed be he that doeth the work of the Lord deceitfully or with negligence. But they quit that. One of the reasons Zechariah was written was to get people started back to building the temple. The reason Haggai was written was because that they neglected to build the house of God and beautify the house of God. When they went back to work, praise God, Haggai pronounced a blessing on them. Amen. We neglect the house of God and allow any little old thing to keep us out of church, we'll bring a curse on us and our family. Amen. Wife won't get healed, we won't know why. Children won't get healed, we don't know why. Amen. When we put God first, we bring a blessing back. Amen. You haven't got any business moving anywhere in the country. It's going to take you away from the house of God. Amen. We need to do like some of those gospel assembly folks. Amen. T.M. Jolly, he consolidated them into about four churches and had a whole bunch of them move from all over the country. Praise God, right down there in El Dorado, Illinois. Amen. Right next door, there's so many of them moved into El Dorado. They can threaten boycotting a store and change the policy of the store. Amen. El Dorado, Illinois, because they decided that God and their church came first. Of course, amen, there's a lot to be said for their false doctrine and their error. Amen. But if people in error and false doctrine can put their church first, how much more should people put the house of God and the things of God first that know the truth, that sets men free, that have the real power of God, have felt the glory roll and the anointing of God, amen, and know the reality of serving God in spirit and in truth. How much more ought we to put God first? You haven't got to even take any business taking a job, even making more money, if it's going to take you out of the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Put God's house first.
Hallelujah. Now, he says, be strong. In a note of positivity, people that were weak suddenly can become strong. Did you know there are hidden strengths inside of you anyhow? Amen. And excited by the right demand, the right crisis, you're stronger than you think you are. That's why that 100-pound woman, when the house caught on fire, could carry a piano down the staircase by herself, because she was strong. I was living in Middletown, amen, and a lady was watching her son as he lay under the automobile, working on the automobile, and watched as the automobile fell on top of it. And she went out, a 100-pound woman, grabbed hold of the bumper, amen, and held that car up off of him and yelled for help till somebody could come, amen, and drag him out. I read it in a Middletown journal when I was pastoring the Full Gospel Tabernacle. Happened right here in Cincinnati. They took her to the hospital and examined her. Surely there must be vertebrae injury. Surely there must be back injury. Surely there must be strained ligaments. Amen. They examined her from head to toe, and there wasn't anything wrong. Amen. She had that strength there all the time. She just had to see her boy about to be killed, crushed underneath the car. Amen. And it unloosed the strength in her body. Amen. I want you to know, you may be dragging and flagging this morning, but you've got a strength that you don't know about. You just need to get it excited. Amen. You need to get it going. Come on. Hallelujah. You can do it if you think you can. But you can't do it if you say, I can't. Your hands will become weak instead of strong. You say, I'm afraid. But you'll have to overcome your fears. Most soldiers in battle are afraid. But they've been trained to go ahead and to be strong, in spite of the fact that they're facing sudden death every battle. Hey, be strong. Amen. You can be strong. Amen. Sergeant Alvin York got saved. He was going to get vengeance upon his enemy that kept him from getting what he had dreamed of, a piece of land, a little house. Amen. And now he's riding through a storm. Amen. And the lightning strikes and kills his horse and throws him off his horse. And, amen. And Alvin York, as a result of God striking him down in the middle of the road, got saved. Well, he was a crack shot, best shot in the country down around Cozby, Tennessee. Amen. Conscientious objector. And they inducted him in the United States Army in World War I, and he said, I'm not going. Amen. And finally, up yonder in the mountains of Tennessee, he prayed through about it, and God told him to go. Amen. And so they inducted him in the Army, and he wound up in Europe fighting the Germans. And about everybody in his company had been wounded or shot. And his company commander had been killed, and that left him in command, and then it hit him. Amen. He started to run with his gun, taking cover everywhere he could, and arise and firing. Amen. Quickly as he rose up, and him being a crack shot, every time his gun went off, a German went down in the machine gun nest. Amen. And pretty soon he'd cleaned out the machine gun nest and maybe more than one. Amen. He was doing such a good job, they thought they'd been attacked by an army. What made him strong? It was his God that he took with him. Hallelujah. Amen. And finally, he was picking them off right down their foxhole one by one. He had learned to never shoot the front turkey. In Tennessee, always shoot the back one, because you shoot the front one, it will scare the rest of them. If you shoot the back one, you got a chance to shoot the rest of them. Amen. He was mowing them down in the foxhole. They thought they'd been attacked by an army. Amen. They surrendered to one man. Some 120 or 140 German soldiers, amen, put up the white flag, amen, and Sergeant Alvin York marched them from compound to compound, single-handed, couldn't hardly find no place to take his prisoners. What made the difference? Sergeant Alvin York said, I'm going to be strong. And taking what cover he could, as he explained, as they interrogated him later, how did you do it? Taking what cover he could, he kept moving. Amen. And cleaned out the machine gun nest. And cleaned out the opposition that had mowed his buddies down, including his company commander. Praise God. He'd come marching home from World War I, a hero. Praise God. And because of his feats, the neighborhood got together and the United States got together and bought him that little farm down close to Colby, Tennessee. Amen. And that little house that he dreamed of, and gave it to him. Hey, amen. You be strong in the Lord and the power of his might to do his work. Amen. And God will cause your dreams to come true. Be strong in the Lord. And it'll be well with you. It'll be well with your family. It'd be well with your children. Amen. And he said, for the seed shall be prosperous. As you are, amen. The vine shall give her fruit. The ground shall give her increase. The heavens shall give their due. And I'll cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. In closing, to possess or to be dispossessed? That is the question. If you put God first, you'll possess. If you don't, you'll be dispossessed. You'll lose even that which you seem to have. Stand and let's pray. Father, amen. Help us in our time, our day, our hour, to be strong as those of old. Our day, our time, our hour, to possess the land. I pray in Jesus' name. Thank God. Thank God for his unspeakable gift. Thank God for his blessings innumerable. Anybody here say, Brother Collins, pray for me as never before. I want to put God first in my life. Amen. You raise your hand. Amen. Say, pray for me. God bless you. As never before, I want to put God first in my life. Anybody here that you've been kind of flagging a little bit? You've been discouraged. You've been weak. But you're going to take strength from God and renew your vows and renew your testimony and renew your commitment. Raise your hand. We'll pray for your commitment. Is there a hand here today? I'd like to be what God would have me to be. God bless that hand. Is there another one? There's another one. I like to be what God wants me to be. I don't want to be dispossessed. I want to possess the land for God. God bless these raised hands, Lord, in every case, in every situation, Lord. Bless this congregation that is congregated here today to bask in the presence of the Lord. Strengthen these hands. Strengthen these labors. Strengthen these workers. Strengthen these, the faithful Lord, that would be what you'd have them to be. 100%. And then God increasing with his increase. Many, many fold. In Jesus' name. Amen. You see, it's not what we can do so much anyway. It's when we give it to God like a little boy with his lunch that God can feed the multitude with it. Give it to God and get in on God's miracle. As we sing, come around the altar, let's pray one for another. Lay hands on one another. Encourage one another. Praise God. Take power from God.
Just when it seemed that I would make it, my head hung down in shame. Though the world all around was offering its glitter, trying to dim my view. But I started up, I'm gonna finish this race I have begun. Though up the road, though steep the curve, still I'm going right on. Though the river I cross may seem so deep, till it seems all hope is gone. Though the clouds may hang low, though the thunder may grow, still I'm pressing on. For I started out, I'm gonna finish this race I have begun. As it is written, surely I've found the strength to carry on. Just when I need a friend.